Batman Hitouche changes schedule. Shaolin Cowboy celebrates 21 years. Philbo to pick up Diamond Slack. This is Comic Book Club News for June 3rd, 2025. Back when DC Comics announced Jim Lee and Jeff Loeb's sequel to Batman Hush, titled Hitouche, they also teased that the notoriously slow Lee was well ahead on the issues for the series. And in fact, the first three issues of Hitouche have been released on a monthly schedule. After that, though, TBD. That's because Batman 161, which is the fourth part of the six-part storyline, has shifted release dates from June 25 to July 23rd. July 23rd is the same day Batman 162 is currently solicited for, with Batman 163, the final issue of the storyline, solicited for August 27. Batman 161 Giant Size Special Edition has also been shifted from June 25 to July 23rd, though the two following issues have not shifted release dates as of this recording. Of note, one would think it's important that these come out on time because Batman No. 1 by Matt Fraction and Jorge Jimenez is supposed to come out in September, though the exact release date for that is TBA. If Hitouche slips further, would that cause a pushback for the new Batman run? Not so, as Comic Book Club hears that Batman No. 1 will publish in September as planned. So if the final parts of Hitouche do run late, will we have two overlapping runs of Batman? More on this as it develops. Jeff Darrow's award-winning Shaolin Cowboy is now old enough to drink alcohol. And in honor of this momentous event, Dark Horse Books will release a new collection, The Shaolin Cowboy, Beginning of the End Results, 21 Years of Blood, Sweat, and Chainsaws. The new hardcover will include 256 pages of comics, many out of print, including ones published in France by Mobius's publishing house, and the series The Shaolin Cowboy, Start Trek. If you're not familiar, the wild, insanely detailed series is exactly what the title suggests. A Shaolin monk wanders a weird wild west that's populated by creatures and monsters, bloodily slicing his way across the landscape when necessary, and just walking when not. The book will hit bookstores on December 9 and comic book shops on December 10. While major comic book companies like Marvel, DC, and Image have all had primary distributors to fall back on after Diamond Comics distributors went bankrupt, many smaller publishers have not had that option, and in fact have been frantically looking for a new way to get their books in stores. Well, how about Philbo Distribution? Per the Beat, Philbo has already signed up distribution agreements with multiple publishers, including Xenoscope, Antarctic Press, and more, and is aiming to launch orders on July 1st. The new company will have their first final order cutoff date on September 1st, with books set to arrive in stores on October 15. While Philbo is touting, quote, an established network and extensive experience in publishing and distribution, CEO Philip Russert's experience mostly seems to include modestly budgeted Kickstarter projects. He successfully funded 15 of 16 posted. Whether that will translate to the thorny, confusing, and seemingly profit-losing world of comic book distribution is TBD. For Comic Book Club News, I'm Alex Zalbin, and I can't wait to buy that Shaolin Cowboy collection and give it a big sip of alcohol, just pouring an ice wine cooler all over the pages. Got tips or stories you'd like us to cover? Email us at comicbookclublive@gmail.com. For more comic book news, reviews, and interviews, check out comicbookclublive.com. Listen early and ad-free on patreon.com/comicbookclub.
Don't you deserve a Medicare plan you can count on? Well, you can count on a Medicare Advantage plan from United Healthcare. Enjoy reliable coverage and low out-of-pocket costs with a Medicare Advantage plan from United Healthcare. And if you have a chronic condition like diabetes, chronic heart failure, or a cardiovascular disorder, you may qualify for a United Healthcare Complete Care plan with plans that fit your life today and as your needs change tomorrow. Find out more about United Healthcare plans at uhc.com/Medicare.